Was the questionnaire supposed to be filled in before or after the meeting? Third one? Did you send it? Great.
Considerations is just, for example, the what it needs to include is the numbers. You know.
We only use 10% of our brains. Yeah. We really need to provide more information on what RSI is.
Yeah, that's what my website says. I think that's a pretty good guess, though. Yeah, I would assume so. I think we're supposed to know it as a remote control experts. But also, so we should have login and on our company website. You can find like the specific statistics concerning kind of how much each button is used. But those are the as well as the age range. So we need a hip but not corny marketing scheme for promoting our product. And also we found, our team found that speech recognition is, it's like an up and coming thing. They really, consumers are really interested in it. And since our findings found that people are willing to pay more money for a remote, for it to be more high class. And so just to consider it.
Just to clarify, by speech recognition, you mean they would say channel 5.
I would just say, where are you?
Yeah, I guess we can interpret it like we can just try out different types of speech recognition.
Didn't our rival companies manufacture a remote that you would press the button on TV and it would beep? So
it's kind of like what the remote phone used to do.
Yeah, I'm just trying to move it. Okay, I think it should be the working design. Okay, I didn't get a chance to complete this one because some of the tools that I was given were frustrating. Okay, so method of our design. I think I just started listing some of the things that we actually need to put into this. We need a power source. We're going to need a smart chip if we're going to make it multifunctional. Extra functions will probably need an additional chip. Either that or the smart chip will have to be extremely smart. Usually a smart chip is just a chip that's been programmed and designed so that it can complete a fair range of functions.
How much extra would the additional chip? Is that going to push us over our production costs?
I wouldn't think so, because we could probably get it from, like, in bulk from a newer company, and they tend to sell their chips pretty cheap. Yep. Nothing here. Power source. I figured batteries, because they're easily available. Typically, a remote has either two AA's or four AAA's, sometimes three. It really kind of depends on the size of the actual remote itself. A large on-off button, demographically, we're moving towards an older generation of people, so a large on-off button would probably be good. Selection button for various entertainment devices, so you want something that'll permit you to select the DVD player or the TV or the stereo system. Smart chip that permits universal application. Again, something that'll allow us to skip over between devices. That's kind of it. This is my 50-second design. Power source over here. We're going to have a switch, obviously, between the power source and the rest of it. You're going to need the switch. Extra bulb could just be for flashiness. Subcomponent, which would be like a way of diverting the power to different parts of the device. The chip, and of course the infrared bulb, so it can communicate with the various devices that it needs to talk to. This is just like a rough schematic. So this is the internal workings. Yep. Yeah, so you don't have to stare at that infrared, because, you know, when the battery starts dying on your remote currently, you have to actually stare at that bulb and go, okay, when I push this button, is it working? We can skip that whole thing. Yep. So you can put it in the dark. Yeah, that's it. I think that that's a good idea because, you know, that's one of the most important buttons. You can also get the kind of the TV guide, so. It's the entire screen is just running information at random, seemingly. So, do we have to include the company color within that? Well, even if we kept the regular standard size of remote, if we reduce the buttons down to the ones that people are saying that they use the most often and a couple extra, because they're saying they only use 10% of them, then we should be able to accommodate fairly decent sized buttons. Most of them will intuitively pick it up, though. How about little to no, because there's no way that you're going to be able to make it no. Do we want this thing to be able to be found easily? And like, if this is going to get lost underneath the couch, how are we going to accommodate the quick ability to find it? What if we gave it a charger? And on the charger, just like a phone, like you get a portable phone and it's got a charger. And if you leave your phone somewhere, you push the button to find it, it finds the phone beeps for you. It's useful for the remote phone. Yeah. Rechargeable batteries are cheaper usually.
Speech recognition, start getting it in like another kind of form.
I think people would find that too foreign. It's when you get satellite. Yeah, because I don't have any material pricing information available to me at the moment, so. R, the double R. Or is the. Yeah, yellow could be, and it could doesn't have to be huge. Had something, but I forgot.